ಕಾರ್ಯ ತದಾಲಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋಷ್ಠಿ, ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ವಿ ಆಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, and expressing our ideas together, each other. I remembered so many things when they sacrificed all their moods. First I want to tell in East Goshti that after Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all these seniors, and especially those who were sincere Vaishnava, very beloved to Srila Prabhupada, they left that mission. They came out of that mission. But they never left their Gurudev, nor his teachings, nor anything. Once anyone told to Gurudev that those who are left Gaudiya mission, they have left Srila Prabhupada, his teachings and everything. Gurudev told, we have never left Srila Prabhupada, we will never leave in any coming future, and still we are serving, we will serve. Let us see what becomes in future. And those who were telling like this, they went from this Krishna consciousness. They left even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. You know all the persons, those who were trained like this. So don't think that, and let that same bark, those who are barking like this. Any pure disciple cannot give up his Gurudev. He cannot give up the service of Vaishnavas. They cannot leave the teachings of his Gurudev. They cannot give up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all the Vaishnavas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They cannot live to serve divine couple Radha and Krishna. They cannot. They can give that place to another place, change their place, but always regard to the place where our Gurudev has left any dust there. Anyone has not right to take all these things. So you should never think it is a problem. Take it as the blessings of your Gurudev, that you are fully now absorbed in chatting, doing and serving him and divine couple and all, Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. They are given chance. We see that Narada Rishi and Vyasadeva were not together all time, but their hearts were there. Sukadeva Goswami went anywhere here and there. We see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das, not always at a time eaten. Only Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Thakur saw that Kali Yuga is coming and there is no teaching, nothing, no mission to encourage them, to engage them in very third class services, those who were qualified for so many submissions. those who were qualified in any subject. He wanted to engage all in his Krishna service, according to Dwarik, all their qualifications. That was the time, at the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. After that, they went here, there, but having so much regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, to their Gurudev, though as living there, they went to hell. I know them. You also know them. So, we should not think that these are all problems. Well, problems well, is one separation. We are not realizing separation mood of Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for our Gurudev. This is only problem. Nothing problem at all. So Krishna manages for all the sincere Vaishnava like this sometimes. But we think that this is problem. Actually not problem, but Krishna has managed to inspire us and to develop our Krishna consciousness. So we were with all disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We are so fortunate to learn all these things. One thing I heard Maharaj, very good, his thinking, Vaishnava are more than bona fide than Shastra and Guru. In one sense only, not all sense. Vaishnava, Krishna is himself Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tamadidevam, Karunanidhanam, Tamalavaranam, Sitavatar, Apar Sansar, Samudra Setum, Bhajamahe, Krishna Swarupam. Vaishnava cannot be like Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna heart is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes you told that there is confusion about Vaishnava, who is actually Vaishnava or not. But Shastra cannot cheat us anytime because he is Krishna. And also it has come from the mouth of Krishna or from the nose of Krishna. So, if there is any doubt about Guru, about Vaishnava, we will have to go to Shastra. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raya Ramananda, you will tell everything, but you should get the example from Shastra. Then I will think that you are telling bona fide, otherwise I will cancel all these things. So what he told, in each sadhya or sadhan, he gave a slok from Ved, Puran, Upanishad, especially from Gita and Bhagavad, especially from Bhagavad. So Srimad Bhagavad is bona fide at all times. But only the key is in Bhakta Bhagavad. Only this thing. That key. So they are Bhakta Bhagavad. But really Srimad Bhagavad is the heart of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell one slok, any one slok of Srimad Bhagavad. Varaha Pidam Natavara Bapu Karanayo Karanikaram. Not all slok he used to tell. And he used to be Radhe Radhe Krishna 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 and Valli. Then Garadhar Prabhu used to come and help him. Any one slok. Aho Vakiyam Tanakalukutam Vidhansaya Payada Apyasadhi Lebhe Gatim Dhat Uchitam Tato Kanna Dayalum Saranam. So Shastra has no Brahm, Pramad, Karna Pato, and Vipralipsa. But sadhu may do all these things. From Kanishtha Adhikari to Uttam Mahabhagavat, like Sukadeva Goswami and Narada Goswami, all are Vaishnava. But we'll have to recognize them. How? If they are following Srimad Bhagavatam, then they are sadhu and guru, otherwise not. By following them, they have become sadhu. Otherwise, they are not sadhu. Not Vaishnava, actual Vaishnava. At first, Sukadeva Goswami was Brahmagyani, and he went to jungle, but when he returned and heard all Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ramasya Muniyo Api Aru Karmai Kurvan Kahai Tikim Bhuktam Itam Bhut Guno Hari, then he became a Rasik Vaishnava. And then he told Nigama Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam Sukamukhad Amrit Dravasanyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Pivata Bhagavatam. And what is that Bhagavatam? Rasamalayam, the ocean, endless ocean of rasa. If anyone not follows Srimad Bhagavatam, then he is not sadhu. So authority is Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramana amalam prema pumartho mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tat sadhu nahpara. So if anyone not following Srimad Bhagavatam, he may be so great philosophers and so may bhakta, but we don't recognize them. So if anyone is so absorbed in Bhagavat and he knows something earth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya did 9 kinds of explanation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it in 64 kinds of answering the Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's flat. Vidya Bhagavata Vadhi. Sar Vidya Tanmatirjaya. Vidya Atul Srimad Bhagavatam. You should remember also that Vaishnava has told that Krishna and Yogamaya were from the womb of Yashoda. But you should know that only it is not the words of Vaishnavas, but it is in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Harivansha Puran written by Srila Vyasa that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda. It has clearly written, only not that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami has explained like so. That explained on the authority of Shastra, bona fide Shastra. So Jiva Goswami has given in first Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, and Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan has given in his Darpan, Siddhanta Darpan, all these things. So we should know all these things and honor all these things. But without Bhakta Bhagavat, we cannot know Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the key in their hands. So we should honor always, not less than Guru, but more than Guru. Like, first you should do archan of Radha Krishna and Gurudev, and then Radha and Krishna. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. But I think that not Yatha Devi Tatha Guru, but more than Krishna himself, Guru should be honored. Because Guru has taken us in the lotus feet of Krishna. He has given the relation. Otherwise we could not have known. So first worship of Gurudev and then to deities. To in also Ashtakali Leela, first Gurudev, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then come to Krishna and Radha. These are the process. So where Vaishnava and Guru are there, we are so much indebted to Vaishnavas that they have taken us to Gurudev. Otherwise we have not realized that who is Guru and who is not Guru. So we are debted so much to Vaishnavas, and Gurudev is also a Vaishnava. If a Gurudev is not honoring Vaishnavas, that he is not bona fide Guru. He should not be taken as a Guru. So sometimes Diksha Guru is superior, sometimes Siksha Guru is superior. Like we treat and understand Rupa Goswami over Siksha Guru. Sometimes even given that Krishna is Siksha Guru, Lalita is Siksha Guru, Visakha is Siksha Guru, Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramanandi is Siksha Guru. They are not less than, inferior than our Gurudev. They are worshipable for our Gurudev also, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramanandi. But still they are Siksha Guru for us. So we should not think that who is inferior and who is superior. In them, really Krishna is our Gurudev or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he inspires us, and so he is Chaitanya Guru. He is not inferior than our Diksha Guru. So certainly we are debted to all Vaishnavas because they are giving all these things to us. So we should honor Vaishnavas, Gurudev, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, is all, and also Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna with his all. I wanted to speak about some, what is our sadhana and sadhana, and what is the sum and substance of all the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. I wanted to explain something, but time is over. But I'm telling, really, time is over. Tannama rupa charitadi sukrittananu kramena rasana manasi niyojya tisthan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naed akhilam ityu upadesha sara. Rupa Goswami is telling. That I am telling you because there is no time. So Rupa Goswami is telling. Only one teaching I am giving. This is the sum and substance of all the teaching. Upadeshamrita. But I want to tell you one sloka before this sloka. And this is more important for us. Then we can realize the meaning of this sloka, Tannama Rupa Charitadi. And that sloka is that Gurau Goshthe Goshthalayishu Sujane Bhusurgane Samantre Si Namni Brajvadanda Sarane Sada Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurupam Ai Bhratas Chatu Bhirache Dhitipada. Disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami. Actually the follower, sincere follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Anuga Vaishnava. Raghunath Das Goswami, is training his man and he is doing prarthana to his mind. Don't be so furious. Don't be derailed. I'm giving some good instructions to you. And for you, for your good, for your good benefit. So please accept all these things. I know that you are so wicked person. I know that you are have no honor, nothing, but yet I am giving instructions. Oh, you are my beloved, my dear mind. Guru Goshthe, Goshtha Laishu. If you want to realize yourself, and if you want to serve Radha and Krishna's conjugal in Vrindavan forever, with her Rati, Rati means bhav, yes, with bhav. Then you have to follow some rules and regulations that have taken aspect from the Rupa Goswami. And that is, you should serve with solely heart, giving up all the things which are not helpful, and taking all the things that which are helpful in our progressing Krishna love and affection. First, Guru. You should serve your Gurudev with not Sabhram, but Vishrambha Bhavena. Vishrambhena Gurau Seva. Not like that he is far away from us. And so inferior. This should do respect very far away. Other offenses will be done. If he will go and we are following him, then dust will come in our lotus, in our feet. So it will be very offense. In rooms where he is always moving here and there, dust are there, then we should not enter in home, that home. And we will broom, if we will brooming the room, then the fish just we are taking and throwing out here. Oh, this is very often. What to do? So we should be very far away from that Guru. No. Foolish persons and Kanishth person may think like this. We should know him a very beloved. There is none in this whole world beloved like him. He is nursing us without any benefit. He is supporting us. So he is my father, mother, everything he is. A boy goes in the laps of his mother and doing like this, sometimes like this, doing something, so many silly things, by feet like this. But mother doesn't take any offense, but she becomes so happy, so happy. Oh, my boy is now being strong. And he is so healthy that he is doing like so. Doing. And he kisses the boy. So we should not fear from our Gurudev. He is near and dear. There is none nearer to us. So Vishrambhena. What is the meaning of Vishrambhena? What is the meaning? Vishrambha.
Friendly without reverence.
No?
Intimate.
Intimate friends like. So don't fear. That's why there is no wall there. And we should know what are his moods, what he wants. But not, he will order, then I will carry out. No. nothing. They should know his mood, interior mood. And that is the best kinds of servant of Gurudev. What my Gurudev wants? He wants that you should always do and cook and wash our clothing. Or he wants that his Prabhu's glory, Radha Krishna's glory, Mahaprabhu's glory should go out to the whole world. What he wants? If a Vaishnava is not, a disciple is not thinking this, then he is so much Kanishta Adhikari. So, he should try to follow. Gurau Goshte. What is Goshta? Gokul is Goshta, where Krishna and his all associates, cows, gopi, gop, gobasa, everything is there. That is Goshta. Also sometimes this ghost goes to Vrindavan from Gokul, Mahaban. Gokul is everywhere. So when it is in Mahaban, then it is called Gokul Mahaban. Mahaban Gokul. When it goes to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Gokul. When it goes to Radhakunda, Radhakunda Gokul. When it goes to Nandagaon, then it is called Nandagaon Gokul. So, he is telling, Goshta, where Nanda Yashoda. All the Siddham Subal, all the cows, Govatsa, cow calf, especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and more especially all the gopis like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and all Srimati Radhika are serving Krishna in so manner. And Krishna is also serving Srimati Radhika. This is called ghost. You should always serve this gopi. Oh, mind, always think about this and try to serve them. There are two kinds of gurus, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. They should be worshipped. Like the same way, Guru Goshte, Goshtha Aleshu. Those who are living in all ghosts. Who are they? They are Rup Sanatan, Raghunath like. Living in Vrindavan and serving Krishna in any of the three ways. Like Subal Siddham, like Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, and like gopis. They are Goshtha Aleyesu, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, in the mood of Rup Manjari and all others. They are serving Krishna and Radha, actually day and night. We should, O mind, try to serve them. You should also try to serve Sujane. Sujane. Those who are out of Gaudiya Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not falling and not thinking that Krishna is my Sakha, Krishna is my son, Krishna is my beloved like gopis. But anyhow they are serving to Narayan, Ram, but being in Vrindavan, but actually not in Vrindavan. Living in Vrindavan, but living in Vaikuntha or Ajodhya or Dwarka, Puri or anywhere. But yet they are Sujana. They may be of all other sampradayas, but they should be also respected. Don't dishonor them. And Bhusuragane. Bhusur means the Brahmins of Vrindavan, Braja, Navadvip. If they are not one-ended, Ananda Bhakta of Krishna, but yet they are following also demigods also, they want money also, but yet they always chant or hear Radhe Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Radhe, all the birds, all the chaukidars of Vrindavan, chaukidars means
watchmen,
they also in night shout Radhe, 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 Radhe. All the birds, the cockles, And all the birds are telling, Radhe, Radhe. The Jamuna is telling, flying and telling, shouting, Radhe, Radhe. All the trees are shouting, Radhe, Radhe. In echo, Radhe, Radhe. All the grasses are having the dust of gopis. Still their Vrindavan is Vrindavan. But they are not realizing all these things. But honor anyhow to Krishna. They should also be honored by their qualification, according to their qualification. Not like Gosthalesu or Gostha, but they should be honored as they are qualified. Swamantre, especially to Gurudev, has given mantra. Brahma Gayatri, Kam Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gaur Mantra. Very honorably, we should try to do all these things.